Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KAPD on another beautiful Saturday morning as we wake up. Mr. Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Good morning, Mr. Tom.
You're probably just waking up, huh, Mike?
Yeah, I've had a few cups of coffee. I'm wide-eyed and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on this Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, Tom, I know it's probably not a topic here, but have you heard about the sunflower field?
I've seen it come across my Facebook, and I guess I have. I haven't paid attention to it. What is that all about?
Well, it's a sunflower field, so if maybe if you lost a loved one or had someone that you know pass away with cancer, it's actually free. There's no donations taken, and it's out on County Road 25, so if you go out 13 to Manchester and then kind of, I call it the Good Sam Road, and take her right there, it's out on Jared Dawson's property, and it's open sun up to sundown, and it's I guess it's a really cool experience to go out and see sunflower plants.
Oh, I had no idea. So like, I saw it coming across. I thought it was something that was, like, far away or something. I didn't realize that it was right here.
So, yeah, it's called Johnny Fish Sunflowers. He does 12 fields. Absolutely, doesn't charge anybody.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a cool thing that it's, you know, just outside of Albert Lee. So I thought maybe you and your wife could go out and visit the field.
Well, that would be neat, yeah.
Yeah, you can't pick the flowers, Tom, though.
No, or sunflower. Yeah, I love sunflower seeds.
Yeah,
so,
don't take the sunflower head because you could get in trouble.
Yeah, probably.
All right, maybe we'll see you out there.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to we did have an email question that came in, and you'd sent this over to me. Hello, Insights into Insurance. I'm thinking about taking a loan out from my life insurance to buy a fishing boat. Can you tell me if this is a good idea or a bad idea? And thank you from the Love Fishing Guy.
Absolutely. He's looking at buying a boat, and he loves fishing. Well, buddy, I do too, Love Fishing Guy. So I can understand, and hopefully you can get a nice boat. Well, some people are going to say, what, take a loan from your life insurance? How do you do that? Or I've never heard of that. Or, and then the next person will say, oh, yeah, I've done that many times. Or, you know, so our show is going to be based on talking about that. I'm not going to tell you it's a good idea or a bad idea, Love Fishing Guy. What I am going to tell you is, here's some pros and here's some cons, okay, about doing that. And just maybe warn Love Fishing Guy on looking at doing that. So basically what happens is a value accumulates based on the insurance company's dividends, such as a whole life policy, Mike.
Okay.
And then it's put towards the owner's account as a debit. So it grows in cash value. And as the value accumulates, okay, the owner can use that cash or that value in different ways. The owner can use the cash to pay premiums, which would lower your out-of-pocket premium costs. Okay, so
Mike. And that too, Tom, also for those folks that are looking at their monthly payouts, you know, this could help them with their cash flow as well. You don't have to worry about coming up making that payment every month.
Right. As long as they got enough cash in there to the cash value to be able to do that. So the other thing you can do is you can withdraw some of the value. Like I say here is be careful, okay? What will this do to the policy, okay? If you do take some of that cash value out, what will it do to the policy, okay? And what are the tax consequences?
And I would think that would be a big thing, Tom, the tax consequences.
Absolutely.
When you're taking money away.
Yep, and we'll get into more of that about taking the loan out here. So then the third option, other option, is take a loan against the cash value. I guess the other option would be is to just leave the cash value alone. But the one of the options is take a loan against the cash value, Mike.
Okay, and so let's kind of go through, Tom, on our making loans against life insurance program here. Let's can we look at the loan pros of actually first?
Yeah, you know, traditionally, Mike, loans against insurance policies have been attractive and have been given favorable interest rates. Why? Because the insurance company can force the surrender of the policy and pay its cash value in the event of a non-paid loan. So really, they aren't going to be owed anything is basically what it is, because it is the member's money or the owner of the life insurance money that they have accumulated. But again, they have to be careful with this, okay? So, however, in today's world, with the interest rates at rock bottom levels, Mike, mm-hmm. the 4 to 8% typically charged on loans against cash value is no longer so attractive. So
right.
So it used to be a pretty nice pro, but nowadays with the low interest rates, policyholders can maybe find much more attractive rates by borrowing elsewhere and maybe looking for ways to refinance expensive loans. Another pro could be loan approval underwriting. Obviously, you're going to be taking a loan out on the cash value, so there isn't any underwriting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there isn't anything. So then also, too, if, let's say, Love Fishing Guy has this boat that he's purchasing, well, that's not really being used for collateral on this loan. Basically, your cash value, your policy is being used as collateral. So let's just say he grabs the money from that loan. It's not where he's going to have the boat taken away or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then another reason why you take a loan out on the life insurance policy, a pro, is you need additional capital for some purchases. And depending on what those purchases are, they could be business purchases, they could be boat purchases, they could be whatever purchases, you know, paying down debt purposes. And maybe you want, you know, maybe you do have higher interest loans and you wanted to pay down some debt where the interest rate on the life insurance is less. Could be that, you know. So that's some pros.
Okay, so on the flip side, let's look at the cons of the loans.
Yeah, so here's some cons, okay? Well, the first one I think is kind of a no-brainer, but as with any loan, the borrower must pay interest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have interest on it, okay? If you want to say that that's a con, I don't know where you can go and get a loan without interest, maybe parent or somebody.
Yeah.
If the borrower fails to pay back the loan, the amount due is deducted from the death benefit, okay? So let's just say Love Fishing Guy gets this loan, and I have no idea. Let's just say it's a $30,000 loan for the boat,
mm-hmm.
okay? Or, that amount will be deducted from the death benefit to the family or whoever is the recipient of his proceeds, okay? And then another con, when a borrower against the policy's cash value fails to make loan payments, the interest accrues in the policy, eating away at the cash value. So, again, if you don't make payments, it's going to start eating away from the cash value. So what would that happen? Well, then that would possibly put the policy into surrender, you know. So ultimately, if the loan is not paid, it will force the surrender of the policy, basically, is what I'm trying to say, Mike.
Yeah, so you know, if let's say a fish guy went out and borrowed against that cash value, got his boat,
yep.
and then just said, you know what, I'm not going to pay this anymore,
yeah.
It really doesn't, it lets him off the hook in a somewhat way.
Yeah, Love Fishy Guy off the hook.
Yeah.
Good one. It does, okay. While this may get the borrower off the hook, like you just said, for the loan, it can create another problem, okay? the surrender can be fully taxable as a gain, even if the policyholder receives no proceeds from the surrender. Okay, so I'm going to talk about Fred, Mike.
Let's take a break before we get into it.
Oh, you want to take a break and then get back to Fred?
Yeah, because I think this would be a good example so maybe people would understand how this whole process works. So let's take our quick break, Tom. When we come back, we're going to talk about an example. We're using Fred as the example, and we'll have more with our Insights into Insurance program coming up next here on KATE.
Brad, let me introduce you to one of the most important people in Paytonville. She chooses Nationwide to help protect all the families, businesses, and dreams in town.
Seems like she's a local celebrity.
She's a local legend.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Americana Insurance Group, we know there are many coverage options out there. That's why we partner with Nationwide to help you find the best protection for you and your family's needs. Call Suzanne Dixon, 377-2000, or visit AmericanaInsurance.com to learn more.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on 1450 KATE. Mike Whitus along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. And Tom, for those folks maybe that are just joining us, we're talking about making loans against life insurance because we had an email from a fishing guy, and we're now into, you're going to give us an example. We'll call it the Fred example.
Yep, that is my Fred example. So Fred is a holder of a whole life policy with a death benefit of $1 million, okay? Very typical. There's a lot of $1 million policies out there. And that Fred has a cash value of $300,000 built up in that policy.
Okay.
Well, he borrows $200,000 against the cash value. Okay. So he's borrowing $200,000 against the cash value that he's got $300,000 of. But shortly thereafter, his business runs into trouble and he doesn't make the payment. Okay, which nowadays with this COVID-19 thing and all that, this could be ringing true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Interest continues to accrue. Okay, even though he's not making payments, interest continues to accrue, and the amount due ends up rising up to $290,000.
And that's based on the $200,000 that he was borrowing.
Right. Right. What happens? The policy lapses. Okay? Fred is heaves a sigh of relief. He's like, oh, it lapsed. I don't have to worry about that loan anymore. I don't have to worry about the life. His family may be up the river without a paddle in a sad event of his death, but at least the debt is cleared.
Yeah.
Not so fast, Fred.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Let's say Fred has paid $150,000 in premiums on the policy, okay? On $1 million policy, that probably could be. Uncle Sam considers that as the basis. Any value over that figure is taxable as ordinary income. So Fred's going to owe income tax on the difference between the $290,000. Remember, that's what it's built up. The loan and the basis. So that's $140,000 that Fred will owe income tax on, and the liability could be very sizable.
And also with this example, Tom, you can correct me if I'm wrong because I'm listening through this.
Yep.
The cash value on that $1 million loan, or $1 million insurance policy was $300,000 was the cash value. Fred borrowed the $200,000. And I can hear people say, yeah, but he still had $100,000 left on the cash value of that loan. Yeah, but the policy lapsed, so there's where the problem lies.
Absolutely, yeah. What he didn't make payments, so then there wasn't enough cash in there to continue making payments, so then that would lapse the policy. So basically it ran out of money, okay? So then you say, well, what can be done? Well, fortunately, sharp minds in the industry have developed some rescue strategies for life insurance policies with this situation, just like Fred had, and have come up with some of the strategies. These strategies can help policyholders keep their policies in place And the key is keep their families protected. However, I could go into a lot of those strategies, but we would need another 45 minutes for the show. So the key is to make sure when you are buying a policy, okay, first of all, so let's just say you're 28 years old, just newly married, okay? When you think of yourself at 28, it's hard to think of yourself at 55,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Think of yourself at 55 and where you want to be at, though. Okay, think of buying that policy and think of yourself, what is my life going to look like? What are we going to be doing? I know that's hard, but don't look at your immediate needs right at that time. Look at what your possible future is going to be looking like, okay?
And there are lots of parents, Tom, out there that have maybe bought an insurance, a life insurance policy when they were a baby, and
yep.
they've turned it over once they become a young adult, so to speak.
Yep.
And they're counting on you to either, you know, let the premiums pay for, or the cash dividend pay for the premiums, or at least if you are going to borrow the money, to go back and pay on that, because lo and behold, your parents or grandparents that took out that life insurance policy on you, that's what it was for.
Right, right. The main thing, exactly what you're probably correct in what they did that. And another reason why they do that is when you're a baby, you're insurable, okay? At, let's just say, 30, 35, 40 years old, you might not be able to get insurance, okay, depending on your health situation, okay? And that's what happened. So that, I always would say, keep those things going, okay?
It's hard to look forward, but, you know, yeah. we take it day by day. But, yeah, I guess, you know, as we kind of wrap up the show, Tom, they really need to be aware of what they are buying.
Absolutely. And then because of the question that Love Fishing Guy had is, if you take a loan, make sure you know what the consequences are or could be, okay? And just look at that. Also, too, if you're buying a policy, what are the potential, if you are going to end up taking a loan on that down the road, what are the interest rates? What are the things that could be part of that? Okay, how does it work? Again, talk to your professional, okay?
And if you want to listen to our show again, you'll have it at AmericanaInsurance.com on the website. If you have questions, you can always visit with Tom at 377-2000. Press number 2. And if you have a question like the fishing guy did for our listener email,
they can send it to insights@AmericanaInsurance.com. By the way, Mike, we're open from 8 to 5.
And in emergencies, 24/7.
Exactly. We're pretty much available 24/7.
That's Tom Sorensen. I'm Mike Whitus. That'll take care of our Saturday Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.